Welcome to the In the Limelight podcast. I'm your host, Clarissa Burt, and every week I bring you great information from fabulous people that I get to meet all over the world. I interview public figures, influencers, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, millionaires, and moguls that share their know-how, tipping points, pivotal moments, and life lessons. I promise you educative, empowering, and entertaining conversations with entrepreneurs that have a social conscience. Don't forget to find me on social. You can find me pretty much everywhere. Facebook, it's Clarissa Burt Official. Also, sign up for my newsletter at clarissaburt.com. That way you can keep abreast of the In the Limelight media as it's coming out. And you'll be getting my weekly newsletter along with the In the Limelight magazine every quarter. Check out inthelimelightmedia.com.
Hey everybody, it's Clarissa here. We are back in the limelight, and I have another really extraordinary entrepreneur with some ideas and tips about how we can be taking better care of ourselves, and not only, but I do want to remind you also that you can go over to inthelimelightmedia.com. You can take a look at the videos there. You can listen to the podcast there. We do thank our friends over at Inspired News Radio, who are also our media partners and help us get our podcasts out. You're going to take a look at also the magazine. This is the last issue. This is summer 2020, everybody, in the limelight with Iris Apfel, and you can go over and take a look at the digital version, again, in thelimelightmedia.com. Get on over there, and don't forget, you can find us on YouTube and go, you know where to find me on social. So let's just get this party started, shall we? So I'm going to bring in our guest today. She's beautiful and really, really extraordinary when it comes to knowing what we need to know about self-love and taking care of ourselves, because especially in these very challenging times, difficult times at best, for a lot of entrepreneurs and solopreneurs, we know what it means to be wearing many, many hats and to be overly worked and super stressed. But my guest is she's an international motivational speaker. She's also, what I really love, she's a divine path life coach. She's a shaman. She's a Reiki master and past life regression therapist. I think that is all very exciting, and I'm going to have her come on right now. There she is, Leora Leon. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Clarissa. Thank you for having me.
Well, we almost didn't because...
I know, right? But that's all right.
Yeah, with Mercury retrograde, we had some technical blips and a few difficulties, but we're here now, and that's the exciting news. Right. Yeah, really. I love when I knew you were going to be on the show, I obviously took a deeper dive into what it is you do, and I want to get to your book. We're going to get to a lot of different things, but what is it that you would tell my entrepreneurial audience, the people that are listening today, that some of the tips that you may have about taking it slow, taking some care, a lot of self-care? I know that you talk to your audiences about. Can you talk to that for us a minute?
Yeah. You know, one of the biggest tips that I talk about even when I talk to my corporate audience is about trusting that inner voice, trusting your intuition, you know, connecting to in this body, in this physical body, we encase this amazing energy that is from the God, your belief system, the divine, the all that is, and that is your power source. So what I do is with my clients and my students, I give them tips and counsel them on constantly connecting to that power source, taking care of the physical body, being in your optimum, taking care of the mental, always, you know, with nowadays we're so inundated with social media that we get a lot of hits of negative energy. So we have to control that. And also with your spiritual, connecting, taking that time to meditate, to calm down, to connect to your power source. That helps you every single day. It gives you the ability to be the best that you can be.
Yeah. I think when you speak about intuition, at least in my case, and I'm sure in many others, I always know. I always feel it. I'm just not paying attention. It's there. Or the message is always there, but I'm so busy doing all of the other. I'm busy working and not paying attention. So I think that would be the first thing that I might suggest is, you know, pay attention because it's there. It's telling you. It's that feeling. It's that pit of your stomach thing. It's that all-knowing, as you said before. And
that is your divine self. That is you. That is your higher self giving you direction. And we don't listen to it. I had a bad experience where my neighbor passed away. And before that happened, I kept telling me, go see him, go see him, go see him. And it was too late. That was the last time that I didn't listen.
Right, exactly. And that's really, really important. Here we go, I got us back. Okay, and so not only is it important, you feel what's going on, I think that, again, with that intuition, that true self, that divine self, I think a lot of us talk ourselves out of having the time to be able to do it because we're so busy doing other things. So I really feel also that it's important, Leora, that we almost schedule it in the day, just like we would a Zoom call, just like we would a doctor's appointment, just like we would our hair appointment, nail appointment, whatever else we may be, scheduling it in that calendar. Why not do that? I mean, we already know we're supposed to be eating healthily. We know about the vitamins and supplements and protein drinks and all of that. So physically, I think a lot of us are pretty in tune. It's the real mental and all-knowing piece, I think, that people kind of let slide a little bit, like I'll get to it eventually. And I think the scheduling would be also important.
Yeah, you know, people, if you look at the amount of time and energy people put into their car, right?
Yeah.
Cleaning it, filling it with gas, making sure the oil's all good. When it comes to ourselves, and to have clarity of the mind, to have that, you know, when you're rushed and everything is crazy and everything goes wrong. And then on the days where you have nothing to do, everything goes right. So take that time in the morning, sit there, have your cup of coffee, and just take 10 minutes to meditate, to connect yourself to your power source, connect yourself to Mother Earth, protect yourself from all of the energies coming in. It's tuning up your spirituality and your mental and your physical every single day before you start your day.
Without a doubt. So super important. I want to ask you why you think the love of self is so important. And do you find that women especially almost need permission of some sort?
Yeah. And, you know, people think self-love is a type of, you know, being arrogant and that part of it. And that has nothing to do with it. Self-love is really connecting to who you are and taking care of yourself first. As mothers, as wives, as friends, we end up doing everything for everybody else. And then we break down and we get tired, we get frustrated, nobody's giving us, we're giving. When you take care of yourself first, then you can give what you can give and then keep what you need. As women, we are super givers because we multitask, right? We do everything. And so I got stage 3 breast cancer a few years back. And the lesson in it for me was, hey, this is your time now. You have to pull back and start taking care of you. And that's women and men too. Men do it too. You know, they get so focused in their job. Their job makes them, you know, they just put everything into it. Then they've gained weight. They're tired. They're grumpy with their family. They need to take it's balance, right? Balance.
Yeah, without a doubt. Okay, so what does it look like when we're at home? Let's say we're solopreneurs, entrepreneurs. Most of us are working from home now. What does that kind of look like? How can we start stepping into that process? Okay, let's get it into a calendar. We've established that. Then what? Maybe somebody's not the morning person. Maybe they can do it better at lunchtime or later in the evening or something.
Right. So what I tell my clients is, for me, morning meditations are the best. I exercise in the morning. So I get that, you know, I'm 63, almost 64, and my body is starting to hurt. So I get out there and I run and I get everything moving. Then I come in, I do my meditation, I have my acai bowl, and so I'm set. And then by the day, as the day goes on, we have to watch our thoughts, our words, and our actions. So every word that you speak has a vibration. Every thought that you think has a vibration. So you can keep yourself in low energy, or you can take it to where you stop what you're thinking and change it to just like nowadays, everybody is stressed because we have all these limitations on us and everything is really hard. I go back to what am I grateful for? And we in America are so much better off compared to, you know, third world countries. We have running water. We have, you know, even in the luxury of our homes, being isolated at home, it's still better than most people. So stay in the modem of gratitude, being grateful for what you have, who you are, and staying in the vibration of love. That's the pure you. That's who you are. You are pure love. You come from the divine. So staying in your natural form, that's loving yourself, being in the vibration of love.
Right. And I mean, who are we to second guess the divine, right? I mean, if they made us in this perfect order, why should we then, you know, ever second guess what the plan is and or was when we came into this physical being? When you say do the work, when we hear, you just have to put in the work, you got to do the work, you know, everything's work. Couldn't we put in the play?
Yeah.
And not, you know, I mean, why? I think people are like, it's one more thing I have to do. Yeah, gosh, I got to make time to meditate. Wow. No. Let's lighten up around the whole process, right?
Right. And I've been looking for another word other than do the work. But it comes down, like recently I lost my son 5 months ago, and I have been going in and out of depression. I had to close his bank account on Monday, and it set me off. And then with all of the stuff around, it just really hit me. And what I mean by doing work is going back to the basics, keeping myself physically fit, eating the right foods, meditating. And then when I start to obsess about thinking about him too much, and you always have these emotions that you're always going to feel, but I stop it. And I say, you know what? He lived a good life. I was a good mom. And we're going to leave it at that, because we can obsess and we can. So every day, that's what I call doing the work, is staying with these six components, the six component equation of body, mind, spirit, thoughts, words, and action. And just being mindful of what you're thinking. What your brain is a computer, and you're constantly feeding it your body too. So everything that goes in here comes out into the whole body. So that's what I mean by doing the work, is keeping yourself in that state of love, watching everything that you put into your body and everything that comes out, how you treat people, how you treat yourself. That's doing the work and keeping your mind in a positive, loving state.
You know, you've touched upon it, and I didn't know if you wanted to go there, but we'll let's take a deeper dive from it. I too lost my brother last Tuesday to cancer, and it was really very, very difficult. Yeah, thank you for that. I really appreciate it. It's the gratitude, like you say. I thank the divine for the time that I did have. I thank the divine for the life that he, you know, all of those gratitude, staying in the gratitude and staying grounded, which is very difficult at times because we are emotive beings. Emotions will wreak havoc at times if we don't know how to reel it in with the tools that you've been telling us about, the meditative moments that we give to ourselves, the self-care, the proper eating. Getting enough rest is huge. People need to be able to rest. And so all of these, and journaling, I find, is another really great way to get it out of your head and onto paper. I love to have my essential oils in diffusers all the time in the background when I'm working. I
use the
meditative spa lounge, chill music is always go. You know, there is a little mini oasis, if you will, that I create my matcha lattes, and I do all of these things that make me feel so good so that I can, you know, that I can continue to front pretty much, you know, pretty much anything that life can throw. I mean, you said you're 63, you're 61 at this point. I don't know what life could throw at us that we probably couldn't handle. And in reading your bio, I want to ask you, where did you get the strength from? I mean, as I go back and so people understand what I'm talking about, you overcame childhood physical and sexual abuse, rape, domestic abuse, cancer, you just lost your son. Any one of those things could have devastated many people for a lifetime. And you have been through many of those different things. Please share with us how we might garner this same strength that you have.
You know, people always say, well, you're strong. And that almost upsets me, because what you perceive as strong is me working really hard. You know, I don't give up. I'm tenacious and I keep going. I don't know what makes me different than a lot of people, other than, you know, that whole childhood of radical abuse. It brought me to a place where I was able to take care of a severely autistic son. So it made me be a fighter. It made me fight the school districts. It made me get him everything that he needs. So all I call them stepping stones to the divine. Every trial and tribulation that you go through, you put in front of you so that you could grow. I believe that all of that happened to me so I could get out there and I could teach. I could tell people that, look, this is what you can do. There's not a person on this planet that doesn't have trials and tribulations. Everybody does. And we, before we come in, we say, okay, I'm going to take on this much. We'll get in the camera here. I'm going to take on this much so I can grow spiritually this much. It's always what we come in for, is to get back. Like, we start out as a caveman and then end up somewhere like Gandhi. And somewhere in the middle, we wake up and we start to, you know, get rid of all of that energy that we no longer need. So it's not about being strong. It's being tenacious and learning, you know, understanding what life is about.
Right.
And I want to say something about your brother. You know, when we lose someone because of the physical attachment, we mourn it, we want it. And what I say to you, and what I've had to learn from losing my son, is to allow yourself to have that emotion, allow yourself to grieve and let it out. But where you want to be careful is feeling that feeling of, I didn't do enough, I didn't care enough, I didn't that, because that goes into where we don't want to go. So that's when we stop it. And that's when we just are grateful, right? That's easy to do.
Thank you very much for that. Absolutely. Yeah. You've got a book we want to talk about, that Love Yourself, Change Your Life. What can we expect when we read it?
Well, gosh, you know, that kind of it's still in the process of being edited right now, and we're hoping to get it out before the end of the year. And basically, it's a book and a workbook, and it tells you everything that I just told you. And it's backed up mostly by science. There's a little bit of woo-woo in there, but mostly it's backed up, you know, by energy and quantum mechanics and how we, you know, attract what we put out. So that's coming in December. I'm hosting my new show on Well World TV. So I'm going to be a TV host, and I am doing a series called The Powers in You, which will kind of discuss every series about the book, Love Yourself and Change Your Life.
Very good. I've got Deborah Kay on the show next week. So,
yay, I love Deborah.
I had a lovely chat with her about 10 days ago, so I'm excited about
She's my coach.
Lovely. Wonderful. We've got an event possibly coming up. It's in October in North Carolina called Soul Treat, Art of Living Retreat Center in Boone, NC, October 22 to 24.
You know, that has been canceled due to COVID. So we're going to do we're doing it next year. I mean, I was supposed to be in Poland this year. We planned on going to Paris to speak, and everything now, you know, I don't even know what's happening. But I think that the Soul Treat is going to be next year at the same time, I think.
Awesome. So let's tell everybody how they can find you, if they want to work with you or follow along with your eventual retreats and events, and certainly when your book comes out. Where can we find you on social and on your, while you're talking, I'm going to throw up.
I'm on LeorLeone.com. That's my website. And then I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. Not so much. And I might be attempting TikTok. I don't know if I'm brave enough for that. But, you know, LeorLeone, you can look me up anywhere on Google and it'll come up all my sites. And if you want to schedule anything, you can go to my website to schedule. I still do privates, you know, past progressions. And if you want one, I'll give you one. All right.
I would love one. Oh, I would love that. That would be exciting. Okay. So, all right, I'm going to ask you not to leave as I start to wind down the show. You stay right where you are. But everybody, you heard it here first. Lots of great information about how to take care of yourself and the path to do that. I'm personally excited about the workbook. I hope that that comes out as soon as possible, and you'll let us know when it does. We'll have you back on the show when your book does drop. So that we can let everybody know how things have progressed. In the meantime, Leora, I'm going to ask you for some parting words. Just the last thing you want to leave everybody with before we say goodbye.
All right, Calista, I just want people to stay in the moment, stay in that vibration of love, keep your thoughts pure, your actions and your words. And every day, connect to your superpower, the God of your belief, and just take time to quiet the mind. And most of all, have gratitude. Have gratitude for just being here.
Absolutely. Fantastic words to close the show out with. Everybody, don't forget, go over to Facebook, Twitter. You know where to find me. Everything's under Clarissa Burt. And you can take a look at everything else at inthelimelightmedia.com. We'll see you next time, everybody. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Are you looking for a place with positive information? Well, look no more. This is the place, inspirednewsradio.com. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, positive talk radio. Shows designed to inspire, inform, educate, and motivate. Hi, I'm Scott Sullivan, and I'm one of the hosts right here on inspirednewsradio.com. And I ask you to please tune in every single week to my show, Mind Your Own Business. Inspirednewsradio.com, the place to be for positive talk.
Hey everybody, it's Clarissa, and if you know me, you know I love to travel. I'm always on a plane, a train, or a car, and I love discovering new places, new hotels, new resorts, you know, just new adventures. That's why I'm so thrilled to offer to you a membership to the Clarissa Travel Club. Yep, it's at no expense to you, but it's travel at a massive discount. Here's the deal. It's savings up to 70%. No travel restrictions, no blackout dates. Almost any hotel in the world. There are over a million hotels, everybody, that you can go and search on clarissatravelclub.com. It's free to join. Works for friends and family, so have everybody else sign up too. It's a user-friendly site, I have to say. And here's the clincher. It's 110% price guarantee if you find a cheaper price. Let me say that again. 110% price guarantee if you find a cheaper price within 24 hours of departure date. So sign up now and receive instant access to incredible savings and terrific offers. It's just that easy. I lived in Italy for 30 years and I love Italian food, but Italian food didn't really love me because a lot of it had gluten in it. I didn't understand why I was getting so sick all the time and why I was having reactions and rashes and just generally not feeling well after eating. I myself am a celiac and I found out the hard way. An internationally renowned chef, Rita Romano, and I have created an Italian gluten-free gastronomy cookbook that is made just for you. If you have celiac disease, gluten intolerance, or even if you don't, you are gonna love this book. Satisfy your passion for Italian food without gluten. The book has 70 delicious, authentic, and modern recipes, each with beautiful illustrations and many photographs taken in Italy. Cook up a meal that family and friends can enjoy. There's bruschetta and pasta, soups, risotto, focaccia, and scrumptious desserts. Italian gluten-free gastronomy also includes a variety of vegetarian and vegan recipes. An 8.5 by 10 inch hardcover with a beautiful dust jacket. You can get that at clarissabert.shop and click under Feel Good. And for the digital version, you can find it on Amazon.
Okay, everybody, that's it for this episode. I would love it if you'd go like, subscribe, and share. Let everybody know how much great information you've gotten here today. And follow me on social. You can find me pretty much anywhere under Clarissa Burt, and on Facebook it is Clarissa Burt Official. Go to inthelimelightmedia.com where you can sign up for my newsletter to get all kinds of great information. It's a monthly newsletter. And you can also read the In the Limelight digital magazine. It is a quarterly, so that you can keep abreast of all of the people I get to meet and greet and interview. We've got great articles there, all kinds of resources for the savvy entrepreneur that you are. See you next time.